Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ for week 39. Christ as the Son of Man walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. Tuesday, related verses. Revelation 1, verses 9 and 10. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. Acts 14, verse 22. Establishing the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 9, verses 4 and 5. And he fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Hebrews 13, verse 13. Let us therefore go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Philippians 3, verse 10. To know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Colossians 1, verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf, and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. Related reading. The phrase, in Jesus, governs the words tribulation, kingdom, and endurance, and we must pay close attention to it. According to the facts of his life, his name, Jesus, denotes a suffering person, a man of sorrows. When we say that we are fellow partakers of the tribulation, kingdom, and endurance, quote, in Jesus, end quote, this means that we are suffering and are being persecuted as we follow Jesus the Nazarene. The book of Revelation is for those who are suffering tribulation in Jesus. This means that those who are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus must be people who suffer tribulation in Jesus. Because we do not cooperate with religion, it persecutes us. The persecution that we are suffering today is the persecution in Jesus. He is now suffering persecution with his followers. When Saul of Tarsus was traveling to Damascus with the intention of arresting all those who called on the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus knocked him down to the earth, saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? When Saul said, Who are you, Lord? Jesus answered, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. According to the Lord Jesus, Saul was persecuting him because at that time, he was in Stephen, Peter, John, and all his other members and was one with them. The same is true today. When the religious people persecute us, they are actually persecuting Jesus because Jesus is in us and is one with us. We are fellow partakers of tribulation in Jesus. If we are fellow partakers in the tribulation in Jesus, then we are fellow partakers in the kingdom. To partake of the persecution in Jesus is to partake of the kingdom. In a proper sense, the church is the kingdom. Romans 14, verse 17 also indicates that we in the church are in the kingdom, The proper church life is the kingdom life. The divine life brings us into the divine kingdom. The kingdom into which we are reborn in John 3 verse 5 is the very kingdom mentioned by John in Revelation 1 verse 9. After we have been reborn into the kingdom, we should remain in it. If you remain in the kingdom and live in it, you will never fight with your husband, your wife, or anyone else. Although the enemy may tempt you to fight, the ruling of the heavenly kingdom will restrain you. In Revelation 1 verse 9, John also said that he was a fellow partaker in the endurance in Jesus. For both the tribulation and the kingdom, we need endurance. Many saints, even among us in the Lord's recovery, lack endurance. Some have suffered persecution from their relatives, friends, and neighbors, but eventually they exhausted their supply of endurance. While they were able to withstand the persecution for a certain time, they lacked the endurance to bear it for a longer time. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he endured persecution, and he is still enduring men's opposition and reproach today. When we abide in Christ, we partake of his endurance and have the endurance to bear suffering and opposition. The Lord's word is even called the word of endurance. Today, the whole world is opposing and rejecting him, but he does not fight back. He simply endures it all. Now, as we have fellowship with him and abide in him, we partake of his endurance. As his followers, we must follow him on the same pathway with endurance. In this way, we also can endure persecution, rumors, rejection, and opposition. This is a strong proof that we are those who are waiting for the Lord's coming back.